Now, it's only mid-November, but Czechs are already gearing up for a massive spending spree in the run-up to Christmas. And it's not just salespeople who are expecting record profits. Consumer debt is spiralling, and in the euphoria of making their dreams come true in the here and now, few Czechs are reading the small print. Daniela Lazarova has the story.
With consumer prices reaching Western standards and wages lagging sadly behind, Czechs have enthusiastically embraced the Western concept of living on debt. Household debt in the Czech Republic has been growing by an average 30% each year, and the overall figure has now reached 661 billion crowns. This amounts to a 60,000 crown debt per head. Even so, financial experts are not particularly worried. Tomáš Sedláček, chief economic strategist at ČSOB Bank, says the Czech Republic is nowhere near as indebted as most European Union states.
We have seen quite a dramatic increase in consumer debt. But when you compare our levels of consumer debt with the rest of the Western world and also our neighboring Central European countries such as Poland or Slovakia, our level of indebtedness is extremely low. Our level of debt of households would be around 12% of GDP. It is average in Western Europe for countries to have 60 to 70% of debt. So in that respect, we are doing quite well, and consumer debt has only reached about 4% of GDP compared to about 20%, which is five times the amount in Western Europe.
What does appear to be cause for concern, however, is the growing number of people who have trouble repaying their debts and who tend to solve their problems by taking out new loans. Czechs are near the bottom of the European ladder when it comes to debt repayment, and in the last 2 years, the number of people who have had their property seized by a bailiff has doubled to 309,000. A lion's share of the overall debt is due to the growing popularity of mortgages, but financial experts say that is not the problem. The problem is an accumulation of loans for expensive household equipment and exotic holidays, which people tend to buy imprudently on the spur of the moment and on very disadvantageous terms. Tomáš Sedláček again.
Well, I think people should always be very careful and read all the conditions very, very carefully. It is really a phenomenon that is new. A lot of people, it sounds very attractive when you first hear about it, but then when you actually start paying, or when you actually read the conditions, people will discover that it is not as favorable as it seemed, and it is in fact close to ushery, so to speak. So people should be very careful about that, and I think the newspapers have kind of picked up on the subject, and it has become a topic that that people realize and are aware of more and more.
For those who have already fallen into the trap of disadvantageous loans, Prague City Hall and ČSOB Bank are setting up a network of help centres where financial experts will offer advice for free. The first four will open in Prague at the start of December. By 2010, they should be operating in every bigger town and city in the Czech Republic.
And thanks to Daniela Lazarová for that report.